Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morning, Sam. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How is everyone?
We're doing pretty well today. Doing well.
Pretty good.
It's nice to see a bit of sunshine in the studio. It has been quite grim the last few mornings, so glad to have a little bit of light in here. What are we talking about today, Sam? I am excited to find out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm constantly trying to figure out, like, what are the things that make my meals more exciting, especially in lockdown, because food is starting to get more repetitive, and yes. I think we're cooking the same things and safe things, but it's like, how do we make it more exciting? And I was looking in my pantry, and it's one of those things where I keep gravitating towards, and it's chili oil. It's one of those condiments and staples, like, similar in the growth of sriracha, where everyone started having one. And chili oil is one of those great things where it is fully customizable and it's so easy for you to make at home. But kind of the chili oil that pioneered the whole movement into the Western world was the brand called Lao Gan Ma. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It is the jar that's got it's a red jar, and it's got an auntie as the label. She's kind of looking quite unimpressed. So I like to call, So I like to call that chili oil unimpressed auntie chili oil.
nice.
But Lao Gan Ma translates to old godmother.
Okay.
And it's a range of chili sauces from China, from the province of Guizhou, which is southwest of China, bordering Sichuan and Yunnan. So kind of known for those oily, red, spicy chili dishes. The Lao Gan Ma is run by a food company called Lao Gan Ma Special Flavor Foodstuffs Company.
Nice, rolls off the tongue.
It started in 1997, but it started from a person called Tao Hua Bi. So she is the OG godmother who invented the chili oil. But how she started it is basically she had a Liangfen stall, which is a cold noodle shop. And in this province, cold noodles with a very spicy chili oil topped on top of it is a very popular street snack. And she realized that when she opened up the stall, people were raving on about her chili oil. And there was one day when she ran out of chili oil and started to notice all her customers were leaving.
Oh, no.
So then she realized that people were there not because of her. Yeah, not because of her or the noodles, but because of just the sauce. So then that's kind of her entrepreneurial mindset was just like, I'm just going to open up a shop selling just the chili oil. And then this eventually turned into a workshop, and it grew to a multi-billion dollar establishment now. So it's actually relatively quick, considering it's only been under 30 years.
So how did it make the jump into Western cuisine? Because I think that's, as you mentioned, that's something that it's always been around since it's kind of, like, I guess, was invented in the when did you say, 97, that she came up with her secret recipe?
Yep.
But, you know, it has kind of had a big boom in the last sort of 5 or 6 years. When did it kind of start to make that crossover?
Well, that's a very good question. So how did it become so popular? First one is that it tastes good, so that helps.
That does help, It's kind of crucial to the whole thing, eh?
Yeah. And the second one is the first step was China's internal migration. So people, more specifically students, who were migrating to different parts of China to study, they were missing flavors of home. So what they would do is that they'll bring jars of this chili oil with them to remind them of home.
Nice.
And as international and overseas kind of a student migration and a popularity and rise of Asian grocers around the world, they started stocking this product so people would have a taste of home as well. So then that kind of grew. And again, with the rise of regional Chinese cuisine and having similar chili oils in the middle of the table for you to help yourself. This kind of allowed people to register with that familiarity of flavor. So then they would start buying this chili oil, because even with the jar itself isn't that approachable to a Western lens. So because it's still very, very Chinese in its packaging. So So people are starting to develop that association of regional Chinese and that flavor profile and gearing towards it as well. So that's how it kind of grew.
So is it something that you see used in like commercial cooking? So do we see it in restaurants much, or is it more sort of something that you'd pick up in the supermarket on the way home from work to do use for yourself?
It's more for home because if you were a restaurant, you would be your own version of your
right.
Lagarma. So again, it's like one of those, that going back to last week's kimchi story, right? Every household's got their own kimchi. So every restaurant would have their own chili oil, and every restaurant would make their own version of it as well. So Lagarma is just an example of that, but that was the first one that kind of blew up internationally. So it's more for the domestic home users.
So how do you go about making chili oil, and what are the sort of secret spices that make it pop? What's in yours? You don't have to reveal all your secrets, Sam, if you want to keep it, you know, a few up your sleeve, but how would you go about making a basic chili oil?
Yeah, a basic one. Well, there's no secrets. I mean, my recipes are on my Instagram. But it's super easy is to, first you have to create an aromatic oil, right? So this will give dimension to the chili oil. So start off with 300 grams of neutral vegetable oil. So anything that is pretty bland on its own, so it'll absorb any flavors that you throw at it. So canola or vegetable or even peanut oil is good. And then you will fry off about five cloves of garlic, 20 grams of ginger, and half a small brown onion. And you put that in a small saucepan and you heat it on medium until the aromats go brown.
Okay.
And that's when you create an aromatic oil. Once you've got that, you can start to add other aromats to the oil. So then you can add things like bay leaves, Sichuan peppercorn, black peppercorn, cloves, or cinnamon, or star anise. You'd throw those spices in for a minute while the oil is still hot, and then you'd switch it off so you don't burn it.
And is there a magic quantity for those things, or is it just like personal preference? You want a bit more Sichuan, you put a bit more Sichuan in it.
Yeah, personal preference. I would go maximum 1 teaspoon of each ingredient, and maybe with bay leaves, just like 3 leaves, and a cinnamon stick, just one.
Yep.
Throw it in, and then you would strain that hot oil over a heat-proof bowl with the chili flakes in them. So you put 150 grams of chili flakes, 50 grams of salt, 50 grams of sugar, and then you'd strain that hot oil over the chili, and then it will toast the chili and it'll add like a toasty aromat to it. And then that becomes your chili oil. And then you can add whatever you want to it to add a textural component. So peanuts are good.
Nice.
Sesame seeds or even like fried shallots are amazing as well. And then now you've got like a really complex chili oil. And what's great about this is that a tablespoon or like 2 teaspoons will go a really long way.
Yeah.
And you're just essentially adding all these aromats to whatever dish you're either cooking or just on topping off your vegetables or rice.
So how much actual chili do you put in? What would be your sort of magic zone, and how strong is that going to be?
With this recipe of 150 grams chili flakes and 300 grams oil, I would put 2 teaspoons in a large bowl of noodles, and that's like comfortable for me. My housemate adds like 2 tablespoons. It's kind of ridiculous.
So it's how staunch is your taste buds, basically.
Yeah, and it depends on the type of chili you're using. It's one of those things that it's kind of like fun just to make your first one as your sacrificial test run, and then you'll learn to play around and find one that's like ideal for you.
This sounds great, and also absolutely what I needed, because I have totally hit that kind of like flat zone where I can't be bothered to think of anything new to cook. Even the like joy of getting takeaways has lost its novelty at this point. So I'm looking for anything very low effort to make my meals more interesting. And this sounds like a fun project to do over lockdown afternoon.
Yeah, and what's great about it is that I like to make a giant batch, put them in small jars, and then give them to friends.
Yeah,
they're kind of like really good presents as well.
How long does it last, and where should you keep it, Sam?
Okay, so there's this giant online poll being like, in the fridge or in the pantry, and it's one of those things that's like, just like peanut butter, wherever you want, whatever makes you happy.
Okay.
I keep mine in the pantry because I don't like cold chili oil topped on like hot food, because I think that just makes it weird. Make enough that will last you about 6 to 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. They will last up to 3 months in the pantry, no problem. But I do like to keep it fresh, so then I can keep playing around with different recipes.
That sounds very sensible. Hey, thank you for bringing us chili oil this morning, Sam. I'm definitely going to have
a go
at that.
Me.
Yeah.
And I know you've posted it up on your Instagram as well, so if people want a bit more of a guide, they can head over there and we'll link it all in the podcast after the show. So thank you very much, Sam. It's always a pleasure.
Amazing. Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Ka kite.
All right, bye.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Yum.